From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that Democratic candidates Nick Bove and Natasha Schuster will be on the November ballot in Windham. A judge ruled September 11th. State Supreme Court Judge Lisa M. Fisher ruled that Bove will run for town supervisor against Republican Thomas Hoyt, and Schuster is on the ballot as a Democrat with Republicans Stephen Walker and Kurt Gotesh, also contesting two town board seats. Democrats picked Bove and Schuster to run, but town Democrat Party Chairman Tom Polker failed to get the paperwork to county election officials in time. At an August press conference, the two candidates claimed that Polker had submitted their paperwork after the July 25th deadline, after scheduling the caucus the night before the deadline and promising the candidates that he would deliver the forms. Polker declined to comment after the ruling. Fisher wrote, and I quote, "The sheer fact that respondent Polker is not joining in the application by petitioners against the Greene County Board of Elections or the State Board of Elections is baffling and illogical. The respondent's actions and arguments are practically affirming the allegations in the petition that he did not want petitioners to be nominated," end quote. Patricia R. Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that the message from Representative Antonio Delgado on a conference call with reporters September 10th was that the federal government should do more for adequate affordable housing opportunities. Delgado called for more investment by the government in affordable housing programs and more or stricter regulations for how private developers can use federal funds. Delgado has been on something of an affordable housing listening tour with a town hall style meeting September 4th at Bliss Towers in Hudson. Putting restrictions on short-term rentals would be a first step for Delgado. He said, and I quote, "When it comes to things like Airbnb, there are currently no federal restrictions. That drives the cost of the housing up in the surrounding area, and it takes housing away from people who live in the community. The federal government hasn't made any meaningful, robust investment in affordable housing in about 30 years," end quote. The larger problem, Delgado said, was that the government has its interests backwards. He said, and I quote, "We have a severe imbalance in the interest of private capital and the interest of public good," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Democratic Assemblyperson Angelo Santabarbara introduced a bill this week to limit the capitalist choices among U.S. and New York State flags. His bill would ban flags sold in the state that are not made in America with American labor. Currently, federal law requires the federal government to purchase flags made with 50% of American-made materials. Minnesota bans the sale of foreign-made American flags, while Arizona, Florida, Tennessee, Maryland, Massachusetts, and Wisconsin don't allow their states to spend money on flags manufactured outside the United States. The story, and I quote, estimates, end quote, 3.6 million in American flag sales come from imports, most made in China. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Brendan J. Lyons and Dan Friedman report in the Albany Times-Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo sent President Donald Trump a strongly worded letter asking for more federal gun control measures. Cuomo and 11 other Democratic governors sent the letter September 10th to Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, asking for them to take some action after the country has seen so many deaths in so many mass shootings. The letter said, and I quote, "Putting an end to the gun violence epidemic is not a Republican or Democratic issue. It is an American issue," end quote. The U.S. House has passed gun control measures this year, but McConnell refuses to let the bills reach a vote in the U.S. Senate. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.